ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We have a lot to read today. Basically, we have about 9 verses to read without a purport. It's the Narayan Kavacha Shield. Today is the apparent stay of Srila Ramanujacharya. We'll speak a little something about his glories at the end. Whatever. Life goes on. Deva praharne madhu ogradanva satyam tidam avratu madhavomam doshe rishikesha antardaratne nishtite eko vatu padmanabha. May Lord Madhusudan, who carries the bow, very fearful for the demons, particularly during the 5th part of the day, in the evening, may Lord Madhava, appearing as Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara, protect me. Rishikesh protect me. At the dead of the night, in the 2nd and 3rd parts of the night, may Lord Padmanabha alone protect me. 22. Srivatsa Dhamma Pararadna Isha Pradyushisho Sti Daro Jane Janardana Dharma Daro Vyad Amushayan Musandayam Prabhate Vishveshvaro Bhagavan Kalamurti. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears the Srivats on his chest, protect me after midnight until the day becomes pinkish. May Lord Janardana, who carries a sword in his hand, protect me at the end of the night during the last 4 katikas of night. May Lord Damodar protect me in the early morning, and Lord Vishveshwara protect me during the junctions of the day and night. Text 23. Chakram yu antanalatik rename brahmat samuntat bhagavat prayutam dandagni dandagni Are sanyamasu kaksham yatha vatasako utasha. Sitting in motion by the Supreme Personality of God and wandering all the 4 directions, the disc of the Supreme Lord has sharp edges as destructive as the fire of devastation at the end of the millennium. As a blazing fire burns dry grass to ashes with the assistance of the breeze, may the Sudarshan Chakra burn our enemies to ashes. 24. Gade Shani Sparshan Vishpulinge Nishapanti Nishpindya Gyata Prayasi Smandavainayaka Yaksha Raksho Bhuta Grahams Churnaya Churnayaran. O club in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you produce sparks of fire as powerful as thunderbolts, and you are extremely dear to the Lord. I am also a servant. Therefore, kindly help me pound to pieces the evil living beings known as Kusmandas, Yainakshas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutas, and Grahas. Please pulverize them. 25. Tam yatu dano pramata Prita Madri Pisacha Viprano Graha Gura Dushin Darendra Vai Pidravaya Krishna Parito Bhimo Swano Rare Ridayani Kampaya. O best of conchals, O Panchajanya, in the hands of the Lord, you are always filled with the breath of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you create a fearful sound vibration, causes trembling in the hearts of enemies like the Rakshas, Pramatha ghosts, Pisachas, Matas, Pisachas, and Brahmana ghosts with fearful eyes. Text 26. Tvam Tigma Darasi parari senyam isha prayukto mama chindi chindi chakumsi charman chata chandra chadaya dvisham agonam harapava chakrusham. O king of sharp-edged swords, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please cut the soldiers of my enemies to pieces. Please cut them to pieces. O shield marked with 100 brilliant moonlight circles, please cover the eyes of simple enemies. Pluck out of your shiva eye. Text 27-28. Yano bayam krahebhyo abod ketubhyo nubhaya evacha Sarasri Srepipyo Damstriyo Bhutebhyo Vibhayo Bhya Evacha Sravani Tani Bhagavan Namo Rupa Nukirtanat Prayantu Sankshayam Sadhyo Yena Sreya Pratipala Pratipaka. May the glorification of the transcendental name, form, qualities, and perfection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect us from the influence of black planets, meteors, envious human beings, serpents, scorpions, animals like tigers and wolves. May it protect us from ghosts and material elements like earth, water, fire, and air. May it also protect us from lightning and our past sins. We are always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, they may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. 29. Lord Garuda, Garudo Bhagavan Stotra Stotra Stopyas Chando Maya Prabhu Rakshata Asesha Kritstrebyo Vishwaksena Svanamibi. Lord Garuda, the character of Lord Vishnu, is the most worshipable Lord, for he is as powerful as the Supreme Lord himself. He is a personified Vedas and worshipped by selected verses. May he protect us from all dangerous conditions. May Lord Vishvaksena, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also protect us from all dangers by his holy names. Today's verse. 30. Sarva Padbyo Harer
Nama,
Nama. Sarva Padbhyo Harer Nama Rupa Yana Yudhani Yudhani Na Rupa Yuna Yudhani Na Budhendriya Mana Pranan Budhendriya Prana Prana Bantu Parsada Bhashana Bantu Parsada Bhashana Sarva Padbhyo Harer Nama Rupayana Yudani Cha Bhutendraya Mana Pranan Pantu Parshada Bhushana Sarva Padbhyo Harer Nama Yupanana Yudani Cha Budhendraya Mana Pranan Pantu Parshada Bhushana Sarva Padbhyo Harer Nama Rupayana Yudani Cha Putendriyamana Pranan Pantu Pandu Parshada Bhushana. Margis. Sarva Padbhya, from all kinds of danger. Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nama, the holy name. Rupa, the transcendental form. Nana, the carriers. Ayudhani, and all the weapons. Naha, are. Buddhi, intelligence. Indriya, senses. Mana, mind. Pranan, life air. Pantu, may they protect and maintain. Parshada Bhushana, the decorations who are personal associates. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Srimade Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. May the Supreme Personality of God, His holy names, His transcendental forms, His characters, and all weapons decorating Him as personal associates protect our intelligence, senses, mind, and life air from all dangers. May the Supreme Personality of God, its holy names, His transcendental forms, His carriers, and all the weapons decorating Him as personal associates protect our intelligence, senses, mind, and life air from all dangers. Purport. There are various associates of the transcendental personality of God and His weapons and carrier among them. In the spiritual world, nothing is material. The sword, bow, club, and disc, everything decorating the personality body of the Lord is spiritual living force. The Lord is therefore called Advaya Gyana, indicating there is no difference between Him and His names, forms, qualities, weapons, and so on. Anything pertaining to Him is in the same category of spiritual existence. They're all engaged in the service of the Lord in varieties of spiritual forms. Vrindavani Ramanareti Prasiddhi Bhumo Tatrapi Krishna Balarama Supada Mule Gyanam Param Paramaya Krishna Sudharma Juktam Dandasta Deva Prabhupada Namo Namaste Sangasara Dukkha Jaladau Patitasya Kama Krodadi Nakra Makarai Kavali Katasya Dorvashana Nikaditasya Narasayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehe Padavalambam Jaladara Shashivarno Gopavesha Kishoro, Sahachara Kanavindai, Kridamana Vajesho, Natabara Chitavesho, Nila Petam Baradio, Jagada Janalehe, To Rama Krishna, Atoasmi, Vanchakalpa, Turubhischa, Kripats, and Nabevicha, Patitanam Bhavane, Bio Vaishnavi, Bio Namonama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So the Narayan Kavach shield has been spoken by Vishwarup, glorifying the Lord. And those who wish protection can put on this armor. There was a Gaudiya Vaishnava that was afraid of being usurped. So he chanted Nrisimha Kavacha, he chanted Balaram Kavacha, he chanted Sudarshan Kavacha, he chanted Durga Kavacha, he chanted Shiva Kavacha, like that. Tulsi Kavacha, he chanted all Kavachas, like that. Ultimately, the Kavachas protected him and he didn't get usurped. So it's all right. Also, there's the prayers for protection. Rakshana Bhuvana Mahatmyam. It's called Sanishchara Kritanara Samastuti. Prayers to Nrisimhadeva written by the Saturn planet, who basically kicks everybody in the rear. Doesn't matter who. And so he offered his prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva, and Nrisimhadeva said, Prito Hum Shani Tubhyam Varam Varaya Shobhanam. I'm pleased with your offering, O Shani. So now please place a benediction, Sarva Loke Tavaram, which is certainly good for all the people. So Shani said, my dear Lord, if you're pleased with my offering, then please bless whoever reads this stotra, will develop love for you and free of fear of me. And Shani said, Tatastu, let it be so. And he said that there are Dvarashashtanama, there are 2.5 years of main Shani period. And those who chant this stotra on Shanivar, on Saturdays, or every day, will become free of that. And there's also the minor period also. And all of a sudden, we jai! Like that. And then Gujarati Vaishnava, who translated this stotra, says, God, I went through Shani Kal and my wife went through Shani Kal. We didn't even know it. And another Gujarati Vaishnava said, I went through Shani Kal, my wife went through Shani Kal, my child is definitely going through Shani Kal. So when I saw a girl in Bombay afflicted by troubles, and I Googled and didn't find it in Gujarati, then I got the stotra translated in Gujarati. And the Gujarati Vaishnava who translated the Sanskrit tweaked it. It's good. It's a good thing for chanting. Now also in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18 verse 58, the Lord says that if you think of him, then you will cross over all difficulties by his grace. So our business is to think of the Supreme Lord, and his business is to do everything else. So basically the devotee should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead will certainly bless and protect his devotee. Just like I chanted the prayer to Gornatai, to Lord Gauranga, that samsara dukkha jalado, I've fallen into the ocean of birth and death, and krodadi nakra makarai kavali kritasya, and the sharks of lust and anger are making a meal out of me. Durvashan, I'm chained by wicked desires. Narasrayas, and I don't have any shelter. Chaitanya Chandra Mamade Padavalambam. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, please award me the shade of your lotus feet. So this is from Chaitanya Chandramarta by Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad. And the author criticizes himself. So one can adopt it, because certainly Lord Chaitanya will protect his devotees. I asked Bhaktirtha Maharaj that how you're supposed to manage in the renounced order, balance in the renounced order, and five sannyasis leaned in to hear what he said. And he goes, I was in West Africa And then I went to North America. Before I was used to it, my time clock, then I'm in Australia. Talk about bewilderment. And I said, yeah, that's what I wanted and need to hear. You may never figure it out. So I said, where's the justice? And he said, the justice is you try to give Krishna consciousness to the best you can to whoever will hear from you, and Lord Chaitanya will cover the bases. So basically, Lord Chaitanya will cover the bases for devotees who preach the glories of the holy name. And so Lord Chaitanya will protect the devotees and will cover the bases, as Bhaktivedanta told me. That was interesting. And that the Lord will certainly cover the bases. That was interesting stuff. Now we're going to speak about Srila Ramanujacharya or something. I've got a little bit here. Traditionally, from 1017 to 1137, was a Hindu theologian, philosopher, and one of the most important exponents of the Sri Vaishnava tradition within Hinduism. He is born in a Tamil family in the village of Sri Perumbudur, Tamil Nadu. His philosophical foundations and devotionalism were influential to the Bhakti movement. Ramanuja's guru was Yadava Prakash, a scholar who was part of the more ancient Advaita Vedanta monastic tradition. Sri Vaishnava tradition holds that Ramanujacharya disagreed with his guru in the non-dualistic Advaita Vedanta instead of followed in the footsteps of Indian Alwar's tradition, the scholars Natha Muni and Yamunacharya. Ramanuja is famous as the chief proponent of Vishishta Advaita sub-school of Vedanta, and his disciples were likely authors of texts such as the Shatyayaniya Upanishad. Ramanujan himself wrote influential texts such as the Bhashya and the Brahma Sutras and the Bhagavad Gita, all in Sanskrit. His Vishishta Advaita qualified monism philosophy is competed with the Dvaita theistic dualism philosophy of Madhvacharya and Advaita monism philosophy of Adi Shankara. Together, the three most influential Vedanta philosophies of the second millennium. Ramanuja presented the epistemic and soteriological importance of bhakti, or the devotion to a personal god, Vishnu, in Ramanuja's case, as a means of spiritual liberation. His theories assert that there exists a plurality and distinction between Atman, souls, and Brahman. He also affirms that there is unity of all souls, and the individual soul has the potential to realize identity with Brahman. The details of historic Ramanuja are unknown. His followers in the Vishishta Sri Vaishnava tradition wrote hagiographies, some of them composed in centuries after his death, and which the tradition believes to be true. The traditional hagiographies from Ramanujacharya state that he was born in a Brahmin family to mother Kanti Ma and father Keshava Somayaji in a village near modern Chennai. They place his life in the period of 1017 through 1737, yielding a lifespan of 120 years. These dates have been questioned by modern scholarship based upon temple records and regional literature of the 11th and 12th century outside the Sri Vaishnava tradition. And modern era scholars suggest that Ramanujacharya may have lived between 1077 and 1157. Ramanuja married, moved to Kanchipuram, studied in an Advaita Vedanta monastery with Yadava Prakash's guru. Ramanujacharya and his guru frequently disagreed in interpreting Vedic texts, particularly the Upanishads. Ramanuja and Yadava Prakash separated, and thereafter Ramanujacharya continued studies on his own. He had 18 gurus. That's interesting. Once Srila Ramanujacharya heard a commentary from Yadava Prakash referring to Lord Vishnu as a monkey's rear. So he started to cry, hot tears, and he said, Vishnu's not like that. So Prabhupada, this is when he separated from Yadava Prakash, who later on became a disciple of Ramanujacharya. He attempted to meet another famed Vedanta scholar of 11th century, Yamanujacharya, but Sri Vaishnava tradition told the letter died before the meeting, and they never met. Some hagiographies assert that the corpse of Yamanujacharya meticulously rose and named Ramanujacharya as the new leader of Vaishnava, Sri Vaishnava sect, previously led by Yamanacharya. One hagiography states that after leaving Yadava Prakash, Ramanuja studied with Mahapurna, another Vedanta scholar. Ramanuja renounced his married life and became a Hindu monk. Therefore, states Catherine Young, the historical Avantra brother, Ramanuja led a married life, or did renounce monk, become a monk is uncertain. Ramanuja became the priest of the Varadaraja Vishnu Sri Raman temple at Kanchipuram, where he began to teach. Ramanuja has long enjoyed foremost authority in the Sri Vaishnava tradition. He reformed the Sri Rangam temple complex, undertook India-wide tours, and expanded the reach of his organization. A number of traditional hagiographies of Ramanuja are known, some written in the 12th century, but some written centuries later, such as the 12th, 17th, or 18th century, particularly after the split of Sri Vaishnava community, the Vadakalais and Tenakalais, where each community created its own version of Ramanuja's biography. The Muva Pirapi Patiguna Parampara Bhava by Brahma Tantra Swatantra G.R. represents the earliest Vadikalai biography and reflects the Vadikalai view of the succession following Ramanuja. Araya Parai Guna Parampara Parabhava, on the other hand, represents the Tenai Kalai biography. Other late hagiographies include the Yati Raja Bhaivalam by Andhrapurna. Modern scholarship has questioned the reliability of these hagiographies. Scholars question their reliability because of claims which are impossible to verify or whose historical basis are difficult to trace, with claims such as Ramanuja learned the Vedas when he was an eight-year-old baby. He communicated with God as an adult, and he won philosophical debates with Buddhists, Advaitins, and others because of supernatural means, such as turning himself into divine self, Sesha to defeat the Buddhists, or God appearing in his dream when he prayed for arguments to answer Advaita scholars. According to J.A.B. Van Vuitenen, the hagiographies are legendary biographies about him in which a pious imagination has embroidered historical details. Historical background. Ramanujacharya was nurtured in the Tamil culture in a stable society ruled by a strong Hindu Cholas dynasty. This period was one of puristic beliefs where Vaishnava, Shaiva, Samarja traditions, Buddhism, and Jainism thrived together. In Hindu monastic tradition, Advaita Vedanta had been predominant, and Ramanuja's guru, Yadava Prakash, belonged to this tradition. Prior to Ramanuja, the Sri Sampradaya was already an established organization under Yamanacharya, and Bhagavad devotional ideas are already a part of South Indian culture because of the 12 hours. Ramanuja's fame grew because he was considered the first thinker in centuries that disputed Shankara's theories and offered an alternate interpretation of Upanishadic scriptures. Some hagiographies composed centuries after Ramanuja's death state that he was expelled by a Chola king, Kulotunga Tua, Krimikanta Chola. It mentioned that Ramanujacharya was staying in a place in Karnataka and called Melkute, and there he was bathing in a tank called Kalyani. And when he heard the news that Krimikanta Chola had left his body and that he could go back to Sri Rangam, he says, "Oh, this tank has really become Kalyani now, really become auspicious now." So that was interesting stuff. Ramanuja then moved to another kingdom for 12 years, converted a Jain king to Hinduism after miraculously healing his daughter, and he later returned his own to Tamil Nadu. However, verifiable historical evidence has been lacking, and upagraphical evidence established that King Kulatunga came to power in 1133, while Ramanujacharya died in 1137, according to sources that claim that Ramanujacharya was expelled. According to John Charman, Ramanuja and his Sri Vaishnava disciples lived under the relatively stable and non-sectarian climate of the Chola Empire, before its decline in the 12th and 13th centuries. As usual, scholars object, big deal. As is stated by Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of America, that a man convinced against his will retained the same opinion still. So, who cares for the scholars, what they say? We care for what the Vaishnavas say, that's all. Like this. The Sri Vaishnava tradition attributes 9 Sanskrit texts to Ramanujacharya. Vedartha Sangraha, literally the summary of the Vedas' meaning. Sri Bhasha, review and commentary on Brahma Sutras. Bhagavad Gita Bhasha, review and commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. The minor works titled Vedanta Pida, Vedanta Sara, Gadya Traya, which is a compilation of 3 texts called the Sharanagatam, Sharanagati Gadyam, Sri Ranga Gadyam, and Vaikuntha Gadyam, and Nitya Grantham. Modern scholars have questioned the tenets involved, but the 3 of the largest works credited to Ramanujacharya, Sri Bhasha, Vedartha Sangha, and the Bhagavad Gita Bhasha. They've questioned it, but the Vaishnavas accept it anyway. The modern scholars question everything, even the existence of Krishna. You know, who cares what they say, what the scholar says? Ramanuja's philosophy foundation was qualified monism and is called Vishishtadvaita in Hindu tradition. His ideas are one of 3 sub-schools in Vedanta. The other 2 are known as Adi Shankara's Advaita, absolute monism, and Dvaitacharya's Dvaita dualism. Ramanujacharya accepted that the Vedas are a reliable source of knowledge, then critiqued other schools of Hindu philosophy, including Advaita Vedanta, as having failed in interpreting all the Vedic texts. He asserted in Sri Vaishnava that Purva Pakshin, previous schools, selectively interpret these Upanishadic passages that support their monistic interpretation and ignore these passages that support the pluralism interpretation. There's no other reason, stated Ramanujacharya, for one part of a scripture and not other. The whole of the scripture must be considered in part. One cannot, according to Ramanuja, attempt to give interpretation of isolated portion of Hindu scriptures. Prabhupada refers to which is Ardha Kuti Nyaya, half a hand philosophy. We like the portion that gives the egg, but not the portion you've got to give grain. You have to accept the whole thing. Not so. Prabhupada also stated that one should accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, the whole Bhagavad Gita, not that one should prefer one shloka over another. One should accept the whole thing. This method of scriptural interpretation distinguishes Ramanuja from Adi Shankara. Shankara's exegenial approach, Samanvaya Tatparya Linga, with Anvaya Vyatireka, states that for proper understanding, all texts must be examined in their entirety. Then their intent is established by 6 characteristics, which includes studying what is stated by the author to be his goal, what he repeats in his explanation, what he states as conclusion, whether it can be epistemically verified. Not everything in any text, states Shankara, has equal weight. In some ideas are the essence of experts' textual testimony. This philosophical difference in scriptural studies helped Shankara conclude the principle of Upanishads primarily teach monism with teachers such as Tattvamasi, while helping Ramanuja conclude that qualified monism is at the foundation of Hindu spirituality. Comparison with other Vedanta schools, Ramanuja's Vishishta Dvaita shares the theistic devotionalism ideas with Madhvacharya's Dvaita. Both schools assert that the Jiva, human souls, and Brahman as Vishnu are different. A difference that is never transcendence. God Vishnu alone is independent. All other gods are appeasing to me, according to both Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya. However, in contrast to Ramanuja's views, Ramanuja asserts qualified non-dualism, that souls share the same essential nature of Brahman, that there is a universal sameness in the quality and degree of bliss possible for all souls, and every soul can reach the blissful state of God Himself. While the 13th to 14th century of the Madhvacharya system, both qualitative and quantitative pluralism of souls, Ramanuja asserted qualitative monism and qualitative pluralism of souls, states Sharma. Ramanuja's Vishishta Dvaita school and Shankara's Advaita school are both non-dualism Vedanta schools. Both are premised on the assumption that all souls can hope for and achieve the state of blissful liberation. In contrast, Madhvacharya believed that some souls are eternally doomed and damned. Basically, if you look at Bhagavad Gita chapter 17, verse number 2 and 3, the Madhvas really like that verse a lot in Bhagavad Gita. This states that the living entities were sattvaki, rajasi, tamasi, that the other souls, the rajasic and the tamasic souls, they're simply obstacles upon the path of those who are in the mode of goodness. So, but Lord Chaitanya states that all souls can become sattvic. All souls can be sattvic and go to Krishna. All souls. So, but the Madhvas think, the Tattvavadis think, that some souls were never liberated, where we're only made at the mercy of the Vaishnavas. By the mercy of the Vaishnavas, anybody can become liberated. The generic verse glorifying the spiritual masters, Vande Sri Guru Devam Tam Karuna Varanalayam Yatkrapa Tavaleshena Pamuropi Amarayate. I offer my respectful obeisances to the bona fide spiritual master. Even a slight portion of his mercy can make even a fallen person completely liberated. So it really doesn't matter where you're from. It matters what you do. It's not what you know, who you know, it's what you do. Basically, and the mercy of sadhus is shiksha anusara vartma. One who follows the essence of their instructions gets mercy. There's no free lunch. It means abhyasana. It means application. When all of our acharyas, including the founder acharya, present in sound vibration, you follow their instructions, you get their mercy. If you don't follow their instructions, time will go. After some time, mercy will come. When you do abhyasana, when you do application, then mercy will flow. Madhvacharya believes, Shankara's theory posits that only Brahman causes a metaphysical change in reality, whereas the empirical world, Maya, and observed effects are changing, elusive and of relative existence. Spiritual liberation to Shankara is the full comprehension and realization of the greatness of the oneness of one unchanging Atman soul, as the same as Atman and everyone else, as well as being identical to the Nirguna Brahman. In contrast, Ramanuja's Charya's theory posits both Brahman and the world of matter are two different absolutes, both metaphysically real. Neither should be called false or illusive. And Saguna Brahman with attributes is also real. God like man, states Ramanuja, has both soul and body, and all of the world of matter is a glory of God's body. The path to Brahman Vishnu asserted Ramanujacharya is devotion to godliness and constant remembrance of the beauty and love of the personality of Godhead, Sagunan Brahman Vishnu, one which ultimately leads to the oneness with Nirguna Brahman. Howard Gower describes Ramanuja as a follower, interpreter of Sri Vaishnavite scripture. Winnie Doninger calls him probably the single most influential feature of devotional Hinduism. J.B. Van Buitenen states that Ramanujacharya was highly influential, giving bhakti an intellectual basis, and his efforts made bhakti the major force within different traditions within Hinduism. Modern scholars have compared the importance of Ramanuja in Hinduism to that of the 13th century scholar Thomas Aquinas in Christianity. Ramanujacharya not only developed theories and published philosophical works, he organized a network of temples for Vishnu Lakshmi worship. Ramanujacharya set up centers of study for his philosophy during the 11th and 12th century by traveling through India in that era. These influenced generations of poets, saints, devoted to the bhakti movement. Regional traditions assert that his visits, debates, and discourses triggered conversion of Jains and Buddhists to Vaishnavism in Mysore and Deccan region. The birthplace of Ramanujacharya near Chennai hosts a temple and is an active Vishishtadvaita school. His doctrines inspire a lively intellectual tradition in southern, northern, and eastern states of India. His monastery and temple traditions carried on in the most important and large Vaishnava centers, the Ramanath Temple in Sri Rangam, Tamil Nadu, and the Venkateshwara Temple in Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh. The Swaminarayan tradition of Gujarat also traces Ramanujacharya Parampara to Ramanujacharya through Ramananda. According to lecture, was administered Pancha Samskaras by Ramanuja. And this is from Wikipedia. We Googled and got it. Because one book that I looked through, that was in Malayalam, but it was translated in English, didn't have it about Ramanujacharya when I looked at it. So then I thought, well, then only I'll get it off the net. So I got it off the net to read to you, all of you. So we still have about 12 minutes left. So we'll stop and take some questions from the devotees. The most important thing that Ramanujacharya preached was that every living entity can go to God. Lord Chaitanya took two aspects from Ramanuja Bhakti. One aspect was Sharanagati, and the other aspect was service to the deity, that one can serve the deity and one can go to the Supreme Lord, Sharanagati, by surrender. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes it that if one offers prayers to the Supreme Lord imbued with six symptoms of surrender, Sharanagati, then Krishna will hear the prayers of the devotee. So that's interesting. You may call Krishna according to your relationship. It doesn't mean Krishna will call you according to their relationship. So one really has to work hard at that. Although one's relationship with Krishna is eternal, one still has to work hard. So these were the main aspects of Ramanujacharya's philosophy. There's also another acharya that came in the line of Ramanujacharya called Vedanta Deshika. And he actually gave a lot also in Sanskrit, a lot of commentaries in Sanskrit also. Basically, the Sri Vaishnavas like these two people, Vedanta Deshika and Ramanujacharya. They like both of them. Anything further? Yes, Mata. How is a particular devotee?
How each group
protecting like a shaka,
which protection
is given in the devotee life? Basically, we just have to go with what the Sanskrit says. Basically, that's it. The Supreme Lord says that, it says in the Bhagavatam that these things protect the devotee. And there may be many things that protect the devotee also, but these definitely protect. A devotee may be doing many things for protection. They may take shelter of Shiva, they may take shelter of Durga, they may take shelter of Tulsi, they may take shelter of anything for protection. So, just like this Gaudiya Vaishnava that was thinking that he was going to be usurped, he took shelter of many kavachas. Durga kavacha, Shiva kavacha, Sudarshan kavacha, Tulsi kavacha. He chanted a lot, you know. But ultimately, the kavachas protected him. He didn't get usurped. So it was all right. Basically, when you're afraid, you do many things. You do many things when you're afraid. It's described that fear, in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, it says, fear is caused by the duality of forgetting Krishna, which is caused an opposite mentality. It's basically because of conditioned life, we don't know anything else. But if we depend on Krishna, then we don't have to worry. We don't have to fear death at all, or difficulties at all. States that fear personified is afraid of Krishna. So we take shelter of Krishna, and then fear personified is afraid of Krishna. And basically, these kavachams are basically for those to take shelter of their Ishta Deva, and who will protect them. Something further? Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.